Shanaz Matthews. I'm the director of the Children's Institute at the University of Cape Town. The Children's Institute is a policy, research and advocacy unit that looks at the major problems affecting children in South Africa. And today we're going to be looking at child abuse. The one thing that we should be doing to help to reduce child abuse in South Africa. The biggest challenge in South Africa is that we don't have a comprehensive strategy to deal with child abuse. So much of what we are doing is very reactive and service-driven, meaning that we react after the abuse has occurred. And what South Africa requires is a holistic approach in terms of developing interventions at all levels of society that addresses the risks for child abuse. So therefore, interventions like supporting families before children are abused becomes important. And, you know, that's critical if we want to start looking at how we break the cycle of child abuse. The question around, is South Africa too damaged to reduce child abuse? And this links to when I talk, what I've just spoken about in terms of breaking the cycle. What we have seen in South Africa is that we've had generations of being exposed to child abuse in various ways. And if we want them to shift patterns of child abuse, we have to start breaking this intergenerational cycle. And therefore, it's important that we start focusing on prevention interventions rather than just having a service response. It's critical that we should be looking at how we provide parents with better tools to be parents in order for them to break the cycle of perpetuating bad parenting habits and abuse in general. If we look at the role of the media and how they should be reporting on abuse, it's very important that the media should be reporting responsibly around child abuse and not sensationalizing it. The focus should not just be when abuse has happened and reporting around it, but reporting should also be focusing on how we can prevent abuse from occurring. For instance, having positive parenting messages becomes critical, and providing information for parents who are in a stressful environment, who are in distress, where they can go to for assistance.